Tanto Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Loveliest Chocolate Shop in Paris by Jenny Colgan. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. 1. The really weird thing about it was that although I knew instantly that something was wrong, very, very wrong, something sharp, something very serious, an insult to my entire body, I couldn't stop laughing. Laughing hysterically. I was lying there, covered, drenched in spilled melted chocolate, and I couldn't stop giggling. There were other faces now looking down on me, some I was sure I even recognized. They weren't laughing. They all looked very serious, in fact. This somehow struck me as even funnier and set me off again. From the periphery, I heard someone say, "Pick them up!" And someone else say, "No way, you pick them up. Gross." And then I heard someone else, who I thought was Flynn, the new stock boy, say, "I'll dial 911. And someone else say, "Flynn, don't be so stupid. It's 999. You're not American." And someone else say, "I think you can dial 911 now because there were so many idiots who kept dialing it." And someone else taking out their phone and saying something about needing an ambulance, which I thought was hilarious as well. And then someone who was definitely Dell, our old grumpy janitor, saying, "Well, they're probably going to want to throw this batch away then." And the idea that they might not throw away the enormous vat of chocolate, but try to sell it instead when it had landed all over me, actually was funny. After that, thank God, I don't remember anything. Although later, in the hospital, an ambulance man came over and said I was a total bloody...